Joining me live in studio is Jason Horsley, Director of Education for LCSD number 2, and our monthly update from District 2. Jason, good morning. One of the many, many hats that you wear over at the district office, and filling in for Superintendent Erickson today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Duke, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it. You know, just over a month ago, we were anticipating the start of the school year. And, you know, now we've already had homecoming at Star Valley High School. Cokeville's celebrating homecoming this week. I guess we're underway. So yeah. Here we are.
Here we go, right? Here we go. Well, a couple of things to go over this morning, and performance results, I guess, from the previous school year and how District 2 stacking up around the state. So let's start with that, the school performance report, and how's District 2 doing right now?
Yeah, Duke, it's really exciting. You know, this is the report that comes out every year that principals are pretty anxious to get their hands on. We joke, they color code it, so you're green or blue or yellow. We don't know what not meeting, what color that is, thank goodness. So the principals get the report, and they're really excited. They want to be green or blue. And so this year, we're really excited. We announced to the board last week that every single school in Lincoln County School District number 2 met or exceeded the expectations for the Wyoming Accountability and Education Act. So it's a tremendous feat. It's not something that happens very often. And just hats off to our staff and to our students and families for preparing and doing well last year.
Absolutely. So, I mean, put that into perspective for those of us not involved in education. And, you know, we're just taking a parental seat view. Break it down to us what this really means.
Yeah, absolutely. So for our elementary schools and our secondary schools, it's broken down into your achievement. So how well you score on the YTOP and the achievement test. But they don't stop there with that test. They actually look at growth. They look at what students do from year to year moving forward, and then also equity. So they take the bottom 25% of the students, and then they weight them at 80%. All the others are only 20%, and then you get an equity score to make sure that you're still focusing on students that may not be achieving at the level that we hope that they are. And then they also take a look at English language proficiency. And then at the secondary schools, they add a whole bunch of other indicators like graduation rate, post-secondary readiness, whether they're ready for college, career, or the military, and stuff like that. So there's a lot of measures that go into it. And then they combine all those scores together, and then they give you you met expectations, you partially met expectations, or you exceeded expectations. And like I said, every one of our schools, including our alternative high school, who has some other additional indicators, all met or exceeded expectations.
That's pretty phenomenal. And as you said, goes to show the great staff, students, and families you have in the district, right?
Yeah, you know, it's incredible to watch the students that come to us, how prepared, you know, they are, how willing they are and committed to education, and then our staff as they take them through the continuum of education from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade. It's really amazing. You know, one of our goals and our motto is for success at the next level. And so, you know, in kindergarten, we want to be successful in first grade and second grade, and it just goes right along. And then they cap off when they graduate from high school. We want them to be successful. We want them to be out there either employed or enrolled in school or in the military doing what Star Valley people do, and that's impact the world. So,
Mr. Jason Horsley in studio this morning from LCSD number 2. So what do you do with this data now as a district, Jason, to help now for the next level, like you were just saying? Because I'm sure you don't just pat yourselves on the back and call it a day, right? You're still looking for improvement, correct?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot to those reports, and there's no doubt about it. We celebrate. We really want people to know that we have a great school district. We have teachers and students that are working really hard. But inside that data, they break it down by math, English, science. We take a look at all of the different demographics of students, and there's plenty of areas for growth. There's areas that we identify at certain grade levels. We have grade levels that are amongst the top of the state in their performance, and so we really celebrate that. And we also have grade levels or content areas that may not be at that same standard, and so we break that down and we take a look at areas that we need to focus on, certain content areas that we need to focus on, and we actually evaluate the curriculum that's being implemented at those grade levels or in those content areas to make sure that we're meeting students' needs to improve. Because out of all those reports, great information, but there are definitely areas that we need to improve.
And again, this is me just from the outside looking in as a parent. One of the things you hear, or sometimes even secondhand from teachers, is, man, it's so hard to teach when I have all these state requirements and all this stuff that I have to teach to and add to my curriculum. So how do teachers, obviously this has got to be a good thing for them too. I mean, because they're the boots on the ground where the tire meets the road. And how do teachers feel about these types of scores?
Yeah, it's really validating about the hard work that they do, Duke. You know, if you go by schools in the evening, you often see teachers there late at night. They're there on the weekends. It's a hard job. There are, you know, that having a standards-based system and meeting the so many standards that they're required to teach to is daunting. But we have incredible staff that unpack that work and then teach to it, prepare kids. And more importantly, you know, Duke, they make a safe place for kids to learn. And so I think it's a combination of the incredible families we have, the environment the kids get to learn in. They're able to take a risk. They're able to learn this stuff because it's a heavy load and it's a heavy lift for our teachers. But we're just ecstatic about what they've done.
Well, Director of Education Jason Horsley in studio from LCSD number 2. Again, congratulations to the district, the teachers, and all the staff. While we have you in studio this morning, Jason, anything else happening in District 2 that you'd like to bring up and mention today?
You know, there is a lot going on in the district. I think right now we're really focused on trying to transition in. We've got the start of the school year going, and we have all of the activities going. So buses are going everywhere, and students are highly involved. And so we just want to encourage families that, you know, if they do have questions or they do have concerns or wonderings, you know, get a hold of your classroom teacher or your building principal. We're just really here to help and hopefully foster the education of the students in Lincoln, too.
All right, Jason Horsley with LCSD number 2. It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on the SBI Radio Network.